Welcome to Antikiko's podcast. Enjoy!
Hello, boys and girls. I hope you're having a phenomenal week so far. Struggling, to say the least. The anxiety and depression bug has bit me again, and I've been trying to understand where the source of all this is coming from. And as I reflect midweek today, it started around Mother's Day on Sunday, and something else compounded it, which I'm going to get into in a little bit. But before we move forward, hi, hope you're all doing well. Welcome to another edition of the Clutched Podcast. I am your host, Yvette Kikuyu, aka Amaka, the original, the certified juice monger. And on this platform, we aim to educate, empower, and entertain through life's crazy stories, because at the end of the day, sharing is caring, and a problem shared is half solved. So, back to the gist of it. Oops. Let me just bring it back and apologize, because, there are some diehard gist mongers who have been in my DM and be like, Yvette, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, where's the podcast? I say, people after my life are big, but I understand it's the energy and the vim and the commitment from you guys. And I promise you, I'm not going to let you down. So this is me doing my best, fighting whatever I'm feeling in my spirit right now, and just persisting and committing to delivering a podcast every week. Let's say midweek equals midweek pod. And today, let's just talk. Like, the response to the episode between me and Abu has been so phenomenal. And the fact that everyone picked up on the fact that we've never met and we're just online buddies, and they're just like, how do you build such a relationship and have such a vibe and a chemistry with someone you've never met? And I'm just like, I actually don't know. It's serendipity. Like, things just happen. The internet is a beautiful and a crazy place. And I guess when it comes to my friendship with that boo, it helped me build something out of this world that I have no regrets. Thing is, I did say I split the episode into two, and I was supposed to post the second version on Sunday. But then, unfortunately, technology did its damn thing, and it's just been acting up. I don't know why the sound quality is worse than even the first one. And I've been trying to figure that out, and it's just not working for me. But where there's a will, there's a way. We must make it. You must listen to the second part of that episode, because we dug deeper into so many societal issues that I feel it's comforting to hear both sides of a coin of two people who don't know each other but can be able to respect each other's opinions. Anyway, I will work on that. And if all goes well, that second episode is going to drop on Sunday. So fingers and toes crossed. Send me all the good vibes you can so that I can manage this technical mishap that I'm currently going through. With that being said, today's Koro is just me. I've decided that I'm also going to use this podcast as some of my therapy sessions, because so far my most listened to episode is the first episode where I was open and honest about my depression. And to pick and choose the sides of depression that I want to show you is hard, because of course I don't want to put myself out there completely, but at the same time it's reassuring to know that my voice is helping someone else who's equally going through it and struggling. So here goes nothing. I hope this inspires you and makes you aspire to believe that better days are ahead. And don't blame yourself too much, because Mercury has done the damn thing. It's in freaking retrograde. Mercury is in retrograde. It started yesterday, 10th of May, and is going to go all the way to June 22nd of this year. I will be back to that in a sec. Now, I am not like a very spiritual person. Well, I think I am intuitive, but I'm not like someone who nurtures her spirit a lot. Like, I don't do a lot of soul searching. I'm more of a reflective spiritual person than a proactive spiritual person. So I'm more of a kind of person who takes what they're given by the universe and by what God decrees that I deserve, vis-a-vis someone who always goes asking. Because even me, I don't like being asked. So do unto others what you want to be done unto you. That's just my vibe, to be honest. And I don't know, this Mother's Day was actually the beginning of me. Okay, I'm not going to cry. It was the beginning of my downward spiral. But it also hit me in a very different way. And it doesn't help that my therapist is on leave. Oh, God, I can't wait for him to come back because I am in dire need of a session. Normally, I've kind of mastered how I deal with my feelings during Mother's Day because I know what to expect. The grief always just comes and hits you hard, like a heartburn, and it can't stop. And the more you try to avoid it, the worse it gets. So you just kind of have to sit and let it fade with time. I don't know if that makes sense. And that's something that I've been going through over the years. But then this Mother's Day hit different. It didn't hit me from a point of grief, but it hit me from a point of, fuck, Yvette, like 80% of your circle has been wished Mother's Day and is posting pics with their kids and their significant others. Yunko. This life, no balance. This life, alarm, stop embarrassing me. This life don't balance at all. I don't understand. Even those babes who you just feel like, can someone wife this one? My sister, they surprised me and they posted pictures with man and children, complete nuclear family. And I'm just like, Yvette, ordinary sperm donor right now, if they ask you, you don't have. So how can you even start planning for children? And if I'm being extremely, extremely honest with myself, I'm not pro-family. Like, I'm the kind of person who has also evaluated adoption. I'm blessed to have friends who have gone through the process of surrogacy. And that kind of, like, it allowed me to see them go through it and realize that, wait a minute, society has kind of, like, stigmatized this thing to make you feel like it's wrong. Like, every woman needs to have their own child and stuff like that. But if you get a nice person, like, why not let them carry the child for you? And then, coincidentally, as you all know, I work in healthcare. And one of my clients, this, 3 weeks ago, they were getting, like, this huge machine in their facility. I think I talked about it on my Instagram. I have this segment called What the Health? Just showcasing some of the new trends that are happening in healthcare right now on account of my job. I get exposed to a lot of things. And so he told me, come in for a free consultation. My age and everything, my lifestyle means that I'm a perfect candidate for egg freezing. So which means they can take out my eggs. I was actually shocked how much I have. Hey, cheers to no contraception for the last 7 years. Hey, my body's thanking me for it. Just be there taking morning plan B and taking postinor like PK chewing gum. When you get to 35, your body will show you things. A word is enough for the wise. Don't come and use your hand to go and scatter your destiny. Anyway, I've said my own. So back to it. This Mother's Day, I wasn't consumed with grief. Like, I was expecting the normal going through the motions of missing my mom and stuff. Of course, that did come, and Apple Memory did the damn thing where it just showed me pictures of the both of us. And of course, witnessing everybody else in my circle, my social media, just showcasing love to the people they love. Showcasing love to their people. I felt some type of way. I'm not going to lie. Small jealousy entered my body. I say, Yvette, you get sense. You're a fine babe, you know? You get confidence, you get everything. Ovaries, you've already counted, they're there. What's your problem? Why can't you just get somebody? And my emotional needs took the best of me. Like, I just felt like a complete failure. And I was like, who will marry me? I want my happy ending. And since then, I've just been in my fields. I just can't shake it off. I don't understand. Also doesn't help that it's around that time of the month. So my hormones and my emotions have just mixed and the explosion is deadly. With that being said, so randomly, I'm just thinking, I don't know what I was thinking. I felt that massive shift of energy and I think I kind of guilt tripped myself and I say, which kind of new emotion is this? You know, when you feel like your emotions have repeated themselves in a cycle for so long, you kind of know what to expect and you know how to deal with them. But this was a new emotion that I haven't felt in a while, like Mother's Day. The pain should be coming from the fact that I don't have my mom to make her feel special. But this time it was just, why am I not a mom? And frankly speaking, I am the kind of woman who is open to anything. Like, as I said before, I've seen my friends go through surrogacy. I've seen my friends go through adoption. I see my friends who don't live in a typical family unit, but they take care of kids financially and mentor them and support them. Some of them are like their nieces who are orphaned and stuff. So I think the entire family dynamic has really changed in this era. But still, because I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, the ideology of what society expects as a family is still embedded in me and is still fine-tuned in me. And each year that I go ahead and I don't achieve that, and of course I'm aging, it kind of makes me feel some type of way. When I was younger, I could put it in the back burner and just be like, there's time. But now as I'm getting older, I'm like, Yvette, where's the time? Are you going to be the soccer mom who's like 52 taking their three-year-old for soccer practice? I beg. I don't want that one. I want it now. But do I really want it now? That's the confusion. So as I was thinking about all this thing, I was just like, where is this all mixed energy coming from? I don't understand. I'm just thinking this in my head. Then as I'm scrolling on Instagram, meaningless scrolling. By the way, before I go through that, do you guys go through phases where you just unfollow a lot of people and then you follow new people who you feel align with the energy and the attitude and the values that you're currently facing? Because I did like a cleanse on my YouTube algorithm. I deleted a lot of those gossip, boring, trolling YouTube pages. I've done the same on my Instagram. I'm replacing that with more podcast information on how to perfect my art. I'm perfecting that with more investment content to understand the crypto market, blockchain, etc. I am now going into a spiritual phase on account of what I just mentioned about the post I'm going to talk about now. So all these thoughts were going through my head, and then I just scrolled on Instagram, and then this random post that just caught my attention and said, please don't make any serious decisions in the next 20-something days because Mercury is in retrograde. So if you felt a shift in your energy from the 9th of May, just know that's the shadow period where before Mercury goes into retrograde, there's a shift in energy and things feel like they're going haywire. So I say, this Mercury is in retrograde thing, I've had it for a while. So the first time it caught my attention was a few years back. I worked with an Indian colleague who was into astrology and all this solar system hula baloo and stuff. In the beginning, it felt like she was speaking gibberish, but I guess it left a side note in my mind. And then, fast forward many years later, I have another close friend called Olive Kitawa, a.k.a. the personal shopper, K-E-2. You have to add the number 2 at the end because, unfortunately, her original page got hacked. She is a force when it comes to everything shipping from Dubai to Kenya. And I cannot wait for her to share her story on the pod because she literally created something out of nothing. She saw an opportunity, she took it, and she ran with it. And right now, my sister is doing big things. You know how human beings like to associate with successful people. I've even called her my sister. But I'm so proud of her, and you can even see that she was a POC, she was a proof of concept, and now there's so many copycats coming in with the same thing. And yeah, there's enough room for all birds to fly in the sky. So do your damn thing, sis. Go for it. I'm so proud of you. So please make sure you follow her new page. Her previous page got hacked. It's at the personal shopper, K-E-2. Back to the story. So as I was scrolling, and I said, Olive is always mentioning this retrograde. Let me read into it. Let me really understand what it's all about. So I Googled and I was like, what does it mean when Mercury is in retrograde? So the first thing that caught my attention is in the solar system, Mercury is actually planet number 5. However, it is the smallest planet. As a result, it is known for the energy that it consumes from the sun. And it is said that spiritually, it is the planet of commerce. It's the planet of tourism. It's the planet of consciousness. It's the planet of trading. Like everything commercial related, the energy is centered through Mercury. And because also it's the smallest, it's in terms of size, it's faster, and it only takes 87 to 90 days for Mercury to complete a revolution around the sun. So, yes. So during this annual revolution, there are sometimes, instead of Mercury rotating from east to west, it just stops and says, hold up. And it starts revolving from west to east. And at that point, that's when they say Mercury is in retrograde. So anything that is moving backwards is normally associated with a lot of negative energy, you know, and stuff. Because the goal is to keep moving forward. A big never, forwards ever, backwards never. So whenever this happens, there's a complete shift in the energy in the commerce planet, in for lack of a better word. Like, things don't go as expected and they work less for good. So all these spiritual people, all these psychic people, they will say, during Mercury, there are a few things, during retrograde, there are a few things that you should not do. You should conserve your energy. This is a trying season where things will feel like a struggle. Emotionally, you'll just feel demotivated because it's a minus energy. So it takes away from you instead of fueling you. So this happens around 3 to 4 times in a year. And it normally depends on the lunar calendar, on astrology. So this time it's fallen in Taurus season. And I was trying to understand how the retrograde aspect is connected to astrology in terms of your star sign. Like, if it's happening during Taurus season, does that mean the Taurus people are going to be more lucky than the rest of everyone? Or does that mean that the symbol of Taurus and the common behaviors that Taurus people possess is what everybody else should try to be able to mitigate the effects of the retrograde, which I will probably get into later. But because I wanted this to be a quick pod, the goal today is just to understand, what does it mean when Mercury is in retrograde? And as I've said, this happens 4 times a year. Basically, planet Mercury is the smallest. It takes on average 90 days to go around the sun. This happens from an east to west motion. However, at some point, it stops and it starts going in the reverse direction. And that's when they say Mercury is in retrograde. So I hope we are on the same page until there. So I sat down and I said, this is a spiritual something. Because how can it be that just a day before this cuckoo, this planet goes crazy and starts working in reverse, my energy has just completely shifted. The technology on the podcast that I posted, a successful episode 1, right now the sound is giving me stress. I'm finding it hard to make decisions. My brain is foggy. I'm very erratic and emotional. Like, I just feel like I'm not in control of my emotional well-being, and I can't explain why. So that's why I was like, so this thing can make sense, eh? Something that I've known for over 7 years, I never took seriously. Now is when I can actually feel its correlation. Let's dig deeper into this. So as a result, I immediately went and said, if I'm feeling this negative push as a result of Mercury being in retrograde, what shouldn't I do during this season? So I can just ride the wave until June 22nd when Mercury is back to revolving in the right direction and my luck changes. And I was like, this is informative stuff. I should bring this to the gistmongers. So step number 1, they said, please don't make any big decisions. Do not make any big decisions. It could be contracts. It could be relationships. Like, sometimes your gut feeling will just tell you, you've been feeling this way. Do it. But when Mercury is in retrograde, they say that sometimes the fine details don't align because the energy is already negative. And in most times, things can work against you than for you. And there was a guy that I was listening a video on Medium. I was reading an article on Medium. And he said that you can make that decision, yes, but you will feel like if it's a decision you've made before, when Mercury was not in retrograde, things happened easier. But if you make that decision now, you'll have to go through some stumbling blocks. And that might impact the success of your decision. So if you're ready to make that decision and face the consequence, by all means, it's your life. Do you, boo-boo? But if you can wait, if it's something that you can postpone and drag until when we're out of this funk, then the better for you. And then it says, open your spirit and expect the unexpected. It could be negative in most cases. And sometimes the universe will just surprise you and say, this person has already suffered enough. I know we're in retrograde, but let me just sprinkle some dash of happiness on someone's life. rarely, but it does happen as well. So the second thing he said, be open to unprecedented negative stuff. It could be maybe you're used to using a certain route to work and it's always flawless. You've already mastered the route and you know, if I leave at 8:30, I'll probably be where I want to be at 9. But if I leave at 8:45, there'll be a deadlock jam and I will arrive later. So this whole retrograde energy is like, expect that traffic even at 8:35 and don't be upset about it. Just be like, okay, Mercury, this is you doing your thing. I'm going to accept it. Let's just go with the flow. Okay, so this is something called divine redirection, because sometimes when you deal with the unexpected, it also allows you to see your own strength in a different light. Like something that, like right now, I'll give an example. I am going through a bit of a rough patch with one of my friends, and I take accountability for my part. I did some fucked up shit. Like, I committed to do something, and then I procrastinated, and I didn't do it. Weakness that I'm working on. And she's obviously pissed off at me. And the first thing that I could have done is I would have suffocated her with love messages. I'm sorry, this, that, blah, blah, blah. But I've just decided, let me feel my feelings. Let me take accountability for my actions. Let me give it some time. She's still a priority in my list, and I know that I need to reach out to her. And instead of apologizing, I will actually think of something better to do for her in replacement of what I should have done. I know the feeling can never be the same, but this is just me trying to, you know, make good of a dire situation. So allow that divine redirection. Expect the unexpected. Negative energy will try to hit you left, right, and center. Don't try to overshadow that with excess positiveness. Like, sometimes you need to feel your feelings, as my best friend Grace would say, so that when that feeling comes back later in life in a different situation, you're familiar with it and you would be able to navigate it better. Okay? And then another thing that they've said, when Mercury is in retrograde, please, please avoid misunderstandings, arguments, confrontations, all those subliminal messages on Instagram. Beware of your friends who are in your circle but not in your con. Avoid that bullshit. Please don't. That is exactly what Mercury wants you to do. Instead, take this time, sit in stillness, meditate, light a candle, try to calm your mind, numb those voices, center yourself, balance those chakras in your body so that you can start to attract the energy that you deserve, so that when we come out of this madness called retrograde, you just be launching like a rocket. Okay? And so if you have a friendship that you feel is strained at the moment, you know, as girls, we always know. I have one right now. I love this babe to bits, but I don't know. There's just a sudden shift in her energy. And me too, I'm dealing with a lot of other things. I just feel like I do not have the emotional bandwidth right now to keep adding wahala on top of my wahala. I know it's selfish, but I've just said, you know what, I'm leaving it to time and chance. If we are meant to be, maybe this is just a slump or a funk in the way. And if we get over it, we get bigger and better and we propel to greater heights. So this is not the time for me to be calling her and saying, babe, let's sit down, let's talk, let's see what the problem is. Nah, 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 nah. It's no. Already Mercury is working against you. So give time some time. We will not be in retrograde forever. Eventually it shall pass, and when the energies align, everything will just make sense. So please avoid misunderstandings, arguments, confrontations, so on and so forth. The next thing is that they say you will face a lot of challenges in terms of technology. Like I said, that Mercury is the planet of commerce, trading. Like, basically they say, it harnesses so much energy from the sun that is then transmitted through the solar system into the other planets. And that's what facilitates our everyday to day activities that allows us to survive, basically. So they say in the next few weeks during Mercury retrograde, people will just be dropping their phones. Screens will be shattering. Cars, batteries just going to go flat. Your gearbox is going to break. Like, anything that is techno-related that relies on something else to work might just stop. This is when all the bulbs in the house just start dying, the fuses just explode. Just be ready for it. Sometimes I feel if you mentally prepare yourself, then the damage is less than if you hadn't expected it. Of course, the most lethal one. Your ex. expected. So unless you want your ex to be your next, please avoid. There is a reason why he's your ex for a reason. So this is that season where all the negative forces will come and try to test you to see if you have elevated or they still hold your mumu button and they can press it and abuse you and misuse you as they desire. So please, anytime you just see anybody try to come and distract you in this retrograde season, just say, please, I beg. You and your Mercury energy, be gone. I rebuke you with the constellation and the other 8 planets. Oh my God, this shit is crazy, but it actually makes sense. So beware of that ex energy that may be trying to creep into your life right now with, oh, I was just thinking about us, blah, blah, blah. That is Mercury in retrograde, my sister. Use your sense. Exercise your wisdom, okay? Yes, thank you. Last but not least, they say that this is the time where you should focus more on inward reflection. And I think I already mentioned that way before in the podcast. So take this time. They say this is not the best time to make new decisions of things that you want to do. However, it is the best time to pick up things that perhaps you started before and you abandoned. So like for me, I started this podcast in 2020 and then it dropped off around 2021. I went through a depressive phase, blah, blah, blah. So ideally, this is the best time for me to pick this up because I already have the foundation. I have the idea of what I want to do and where I want to go. It's not like it's a completely new phenomena to me, right? So this is the best time to pick up those old things that perhaps you tried before and failed and gave up on. Right now is the best time for you to harness this skill so that when we go back to equilibrium post-retrograde, then again, boom, the foundation is set. We're back in business. Now let's just aim for the sky, basically. Except when it comes to your ex. That's the one thing you should not take back. This one mainly focuses on the things that are in your control. Perhaps maybe you started a YouTube channel and then you abandoned it because it didn't blow as fast as you thought it was. You think this thing no be beans, oh. Sometimes you'll be looking at your podcast, only 6 people have listened and you're like, I know all the 6 of them. And it can really be disheartening and you just be like, I'm done with this bullshit, right? And you give up. Or maybe you started a YouTube channel and then your whole concept was showcasing lifestyle in Dubai and stuff. And then now you move to Korea and you're like, where do I even start with Korea? Like, hello. So you abandon that. So perhaps this is when you can recalibrate and pick up some of the things that you had abandoned in the past. I hope you guys get my flow. So last but not least, I really didn't want to make this a long podcast. I just wanted to tell you, guard your energy. A great time to recalibrate your YouTube algorithm. See those people that you subscribe to that are no longer serving you and no longer add joy or life or knowledge to your life. Remove them. Please, I beg. Why are you giving them numbers for free? Enrich your life with the things that give you energy, that give you good vibes, that empower you and allow you to become a better version of yourself. So I was listening to the Mics Are Open podcast, one of my favorite podcasts, and Andy Young asked a question. And as a sign out, as I end this podcast, I want to ask you, what is the one toxic trait you feel that you inherited from your parents? I repeat, what is the one toxic trait that you feel you inherited from your parents? Perhaps we can pick up this in our next podcast, which won't be this Sunday because this Sunday one is already pre-recorded, so we can discuss it next week, the week after, I mean. And hit me up in the DM, just some food for thought as you reflect. And now that you've identified that this toxic trait perhaps was as a result of how you were brought up, what are you going to do to fix it so that it aligns with who you actually are? Food for thought. Remember, Mercury is in retrograde until June 22nd. Just persevere, endure. No situation lasts forever. Don't be using this time to nip things in the bud, fix things and stuff. Like, just sail through it. You know, these ships, relationships, everything, just sail. That's why it's called a ship. Sail through it. After retrograde, we can then discuss how do we fix it or how do we abandon it. And we move regardless. It is what it is. That's all I have for you guys today. I am your hostess with the mostest, Amaka, the original, the certified gistmonger. And until next time when I come your way, stay true, stay you, be you. Bye, guys. Peace.